see bipartisan support in the past, and I respectfully ask for your support this morning.
Thank you. Witnesses in support.
Good morning, Chair Lundthal and members. My name is Lori Nijera. I'm with the California Student Aid Commission. California Student Aid Commission does support this bill. We believe that it benefits both the students as well as the state. The bill does encourage Cal Grant recipients to pursue occupational programs that are in high need, high wage, high growth areas. This is good for the students because it means upon completion of the program, the student's more likely to find a job in his or her area of study. And the job will more likely be secure because it's a needed job in the industry. And it will more likely have the earning power to pay off the student loan debt required of the student to get the program in the first place. For the state, we all know that the Cal Grant program through the budget process this year has undergone a little bit of downsizing, or it's made a little bit leaner. You found savings in the program. We both of those areas in which it was affected in the budget process this year were for oversight, encouraging efficient use of limited public funds. And that's what this bill seeks to do. And I would like to also add that our competitive A and B Cal grants, which are competitively scored, do have criteria prioritization set forth in statute, but the Cal Grant C competitive program does not. And that's what Senator Price is seeking to do with this bill today. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? Members of the committee? Senator, I think this is a very good bill, and I'm going to be supportive of the bill. It just, you know, what touched me as I was reading the bill and made me think that, you know, we've had some discussion during the budget process about Cal Grants, and I think now we're targeting, and I think you've taken a very important step of trying to say, look at the Cal Grant C, and to try to link and make a direct link between the skills that are developed and some outcomes, jobs, that they really will be high.
Correct.
I do not know, and I asked my staff, how they determined how many Cal Grant, given the numbers, how did we determine that there's 7,761? That was a number of years ago. How does that all fit together? Made me think that at some point this committee would like to do look at that whole Cal Grants in terms of hearings. But having said that, that is, I think this is an important step, and Bill and I will be supportive. And with that, is there a motion on the bill? Senator,
I'd like to thank the rabbi and make the motion.
Well, I would like to have you make the motion, but Senator Ahlquist beat you out. She just slipped right in there. She did. And I think this is just due pass to appropriations. Would you like to close, Senator?
Just that I would appreciate your support. It is an effort to streamline and to realign, if you will,
right,
and to leverage limited resources in a more productive way for the citizens and students of our state.
Thank you. Secretary, please call the roll.
Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Runner?
No.
Excuse me, Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Ahlquist?
Aye.
Ahlquist, aye. Blakeslee? Hancock? Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian?
Aye.
Simidian, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 6-1.
Bill,
thank you.
That bill has sufficient votes for passage, but we're going to hold the place the bill on call for the absent members. Members, we've completed the presentation of all the bills before the committee today. I'm going to go through and lift the calls on all the bills now. So let's go through that, and we'll go through in the order that the bills were presented. And I think the first bill that was presented was SB 371 by Senator Berryhill. Will the secretary, 361. I'm sorry, 361. Secretary, state how the chair and the vice chair have voted and what the vote is.
Okay. SB 361. The vote is 6-0. The chair voted yes. Vice chair, yes. Blakeslee, Hancock? Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. That's 8-0.
Yes.
Yes.
It was first.
Oh, okay.
Lou?
SB 361.
Okay. That bill has...
Eight.
Eight votes, that bill is out. You've already voted, Senator Lou, on that bill. The bill has eight votes, that bill is out. Next, SB 48, Senator Leno.
The vote is 3-1. Chair voting aye. Runner?
No.
Runner, no. Hancock? Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Semidion? Semidion, aye. Vargas?
Aye.
Vargas, aye. 6-3.
The bill has six votes. That bill is out. The next bill, SB 394, DeSaulnier.
The vote is 3-2. Chair voting aye.
And this is due pass to environmental quality.
Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Hancock? Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Semidion?
This is the bill. This is the vote is now 5-3.
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask that you call the roll for absent members one more time, please.
Please call the absent members.
Okay. Hancock? Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye.
That bill has six votes. That bill is out. Next bill is Senator Negrete McLeod. Senator Negrete
McLeod.
Negrete McLeod, SB 578. Present vote is
5-0. The chair voting aye. Vice chair aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Blakeslee? Hancock? Huff?
No.
Huff, no. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. 7-1.
Bill has seven votes. That bill is out. And our final bill of the day is SB 451, Senator Price, due pass to appropriations.
Okay. Chair voting aye. Vice chair, no. Blakeslee? Hancock? Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. 7-1.
Bill has seven votes. That bill is out. I think that concludes all the business of the committee today. This committee is adjourned.